Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I hope you're having a great summer and that you're staying safe amid lockdown and or the unraveling of lockdown, which is kind of chaotic. Gee, I really hope the kids can go back to school. You know, it's just really a very, very contentious issue. And from what I'm seeing, some of the latest studies suggest that A, kids don't get that sick, and B, kids are not they're not super spreaders.
Yeah.
Although that's hard to believe because in many ways, kids are super spreaders. Right. For many, you know, colds and flus, they really,
sure,
you know,
walking around with their jammy hands.
Ask any parent, you know, they say, ever since my kid's gone to daycare, you know, or to nursery school, or is in elementary school, I'm coming down. I'm sick all the time.
Yeah,
you know, the kid
coming
comes
down
back
with a cold,
right?
But which is another coronavirus.
But
okay,
so you know, I get it. Where the fear and concern is coming from, but some of the science is suggesting that that's not much of a problem. And we look at other countries in the world where they are.
France reopened the last 2 weeks of June.
Yeah, I was with some people and they were talking to relatives in Belgium, and the kids are going to Girl Scout camp. They're really trying to normalize.
Yeah.
And it's really important for kids. And our kids are freaked out enough and far behind enough.
And you know, to be held back and look at their age, and now we're going to have a generation of what, seventh graders that are 14 instead of 13 or whatever. I don't know. Some other age that they should be by the time they graduate high school, they're going to be, what, 19 or 20?
Right.
I mean, this is...
It's the opposite. When I started college, I was 16.
AP courses, Dr. Hoppen?
Yeah, you guys skipped a grade. So,
cool.
That wasn't necessarily good socially, but...
See? That's what I... You know, but it's this whole...
I think they... You know, from a social standpoint, they might have rethought that. But I was bored.
Okay.
You know, who else, I'm in good company. You know, also skipped two grades.
Hmm.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Really?
The sexual marauder. You know, he was a brilliant guy.
Uh-huh.
But he was like an evil genius. I saw the Netflix bio on him, and
oh really?
What a guy!
Is it worth watching?
It's
I'm
chilling.
Still looking for things to
chilling.
Watch.
Chilling. It's chilling.
Okay.
Anyway, back to questions.
Back to questions. We have one here from, we don't have a name. Hello, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. So I just got my lipid panel back and it doesn't look good. Wondering what your opinions are on which ones are a big concern and good supplements, if there are any that can help.
What's her lipid panel?
Total cholesterol of 290.
That's high.
Yeah. Triglycerides at 129, LDL at 213.
That's super high.
We don't have an HDL here.
Right.
Yeah. So,
well, we don't. You can actually do the math.
Hmm. 290 minus 213.
Wait. No. 290 minus 213 minus 1/5 of the triglycerides.
Oh.
So 1/5 of what? About 125. So it's like 25. So yeah, let's do quick math. 290 minus what?
213, which is the LDL.
213.
Mm-hmm. And then minus 1/5 of the triglycerides.
Another 25.
Yeah.
What do we get?
I don't know.
290 minus 213. Okay. So it's a 73.
70,
80, 73 90. Minus 25.
Like a 90 almost.
73 minus 25 is 50.
Mm-hmm.
So LDL is about 50.
Okay. So That could be higher. That's one thing.
Yeah, so it is a ratio which suggests some degree of carbohydrate intolerance because, first of all, the HDL is kind of low mm-hmm. in the face of a high cholesterol. The cholesterol to HDL ratio is low. I mean, I'm just doing sort of like the new math here. You know,
cholesterol to HDL ratio says 5.9.
Right. Right. It's almost 6.
Yeah.
It's almost 6.
Okay.
Like I said, 290
number.
By 50
yes.
is, you know, it's about
six.
less than 6, but mm-hmm. close to 6. So that's a bad ratio.
Yeah.
And so what we would do, look, there are people who have familial hyperlipidemia, mm-hmm. so-called, and there are different subtypes of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the cholesterol is extraordinarily high. It's 400, 500, 600. Right. In this case, it's more like the everyday kind, which is associated with cardiovascular risk. This person doesn't say how old they are.
No, and that's the other thing I was going to bring
that they
up.
Have any other
as they
medical...
get older, it might be going up because the body wants to do that.
Are they thin? Are they active?
Yeah.
What is their diet? This pattern generally responds to a low-carb diet.
Yes.
And I'm not sure, she may be on a healthy diet.
Right, but the triglycerides at 129, yes, mainstream medicine likes to see it under 150, great for you, but we like to see it under 100, even under 80.
Yeah, and especially, and that will generally be associated with a raised HDL.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the triglycerides will tend to suppress HDL.
Yeah.
So by lowering the triglycerides,
but,
it can help you.
What would be interesting is some context. This is a good candidate to get an EBT heart scan.
Yes.
I just got a request for a patient who is in a predicament a little like this, and she was told that she has some plaque and she wants mm-hmm. to come in, and I said, come ahead.
Dr. Hoffman, she says that, does this have something to do with when I lacerated my liver 15 years ago,
absolutely
which has
not.
Since healed?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean, yes, liver and triglycerides mm-hmm. are associated, and you could have fatty liver, but that has nothing to do with a laceration. And
mm-hmm.
laceration is, you know, liver is an amazing organ. It regenerates very well.
Right. There's no family history.
Okay.
So that's...
It's too little information.
Yeah.
I would suggest a low-carb diet.
Mm-hmm.
Lowering triglycerides. What's the effective agent for lowering triglycerides? Fish oil.
Yeah.
High-dose fish oil, like 6 a day, could lower the triglycerides.
Right.
And confer some protection against cardiovascular disease. So
mm-hmm.
those two things right there, here you have the
right.
kernel of a consult.
And HDL would go up. And
right.
in addition, get a VAPS test or an NMR test to see that
LDL, what type of LDL.
Right. What yeah. type of LDL is in that 213?
Mm-hmm. Is it the dangerous atherogenic LDL or is
yeah.
it the more benign, fluffy, large
pattern
LDL?
A
right.
stuff, which is what you want.
But I would absolutely recommend this person get an EBT heart scan.
Mm-hmm.
Or if necessary, a 64 slice CT that gives a calcium score.
Mm-hmm.
That's easier to get, more expensive, but it's covered by insurance often.
Right.
And, you know, I think that would be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it would contextualize this.
Right.
You know, one thing I'll say about these people who say, I'm on a good diet. In the first chapter of the book, Whole 30, the Whole 30 book.
Uh-huh.
The person who writes it says that she was on a, quote, good diet.
Mm.
But she had these little aggravating problems. She had a little extra weight, and she wanted to explore optimization. And I, when I read that book, that resonated for me because I said, look, I'm on a very good diet, like a really good diet. But, you know, I'm having a little bit more, you know, I'm having some ice cream and some desserts, and I'm having some... gluten-free, bagels and English muffins.
And pasta.
And pasta and stuff like that. But let me try a true paleo diet.
Yeah.
And I lost about 8 or 10 pounds easily.
And you weren't planning to.
But I wasn't planning to.
And exactly. You know,
and I felt really clear.
Yeah.
Really.
Mental clarity.
Yeah, mental clarity, energy.
Cobwebs are gone.
You know.
Even when you didn't know there were cobwebs, it's like,
clearer
even.
And one component of that is like, don't drink.
Oh,
zero
yeah,
drink.
you can't.
And, you know, so I said, okay, I can deal with it. You know, it's like, I started right around Christmas time, which is a bad time to start, but I said, you know, let me just do this.
Yeah.
And I felt so good, I didn't really look back. Now, I've integrated occasionally some of the foods that are off on that, but, you know, that's, okay, we need to go to a break to allow one of our sponsors
mm-hmm.
a quick opportunity to share a vital message with you, so here goes.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which helps support optimal cardiovascular health. Ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. They play a central role in cellular energy production and maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity, but they're only available from healthcare practitioners. But they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. I hope you enjoy it and appreciate their input. What's the question next?
Okay.
What are our next question?
We've got an email from Valerie. Dr. Hoffman, I listen to your great program and I get so much helpful information. Thank you.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
I have a question. A family member has stage 4 colon cancer and they're currently undergoing chemotherapy for about the past year and a half and tolerating the treatment very well.
Okay, that's a pretty good run.
Yeah.
With stage 4 cancer.
Right.
Which is, you know, it doesn't get any worse than stage 4. It goes to 1 to 4. And that means metastatic cancer that is spread outside the intestinal tract to other organs like the liver.
I know they should probably be taking a probiotic or a prebiotic, but what do you think? Should they be taking something like that?
The answer
or
is...
Or other supplements?
You know, the answer is... I mean, yes, certainly we could recommend a whole raft of supplements, but a probiotic, what difference does it make? Well, actually, there are some studies that suggest that the efficacy of chemotherapy is mediated to some extent through the microbiome. And so there's a whole line of research about ways to modify the microbiome to make chemo more efficacious or alternatively less toxic.
Yeah.
Now, this is in its early stages because we can't say, well, this product, that product, the other product, it's under research, but certainly it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And the suggestion is that what started the colon cancer in the first place may have been an aberrant balance of bacteria in the intestinal tract, you know, yielding certain carcinogenic byproducts. It's too late to make the cancer go away with probiotics, but would probiotics be okay to take? Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So that could be something. Valerie is also wondering what kind of supplements, but, you know, it depends on the particular chemotherapy drugs. She does list them here, but
beyond,
this is a consult.
It's beyond the scope, you know, and I don't like to, you know, it's kind of like, look, I can't come in, let's send him an email question. It's stage 4 cancer. Can you tell me what supplements to take? Well, look, you know, if that were the case, then you could take your stage 4 cancer to the Memorial Sloan Kettering radio show and say, call in, or write an email and say, what do you guys think I should do here?
Right. Exactly.
But that's not how it works. Cancer, it's complicated.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wow. Valerie, it would be a consult because of the various chemotherapy drugs that are here and things you'd have to make sure there's no interaction. It would be a consult, but we wish you and your family member success.
And I have to say that, I generally don't take stage 4 cancer patients. But because I think there are people who really, 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 really focus on stage 4 cancer, you know, complicated cancer. I'm very happy to treat a patient who, say, had treatment for prostate cancer or breast cancer and they want some nutritional support for that.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not like the cancer specialist in the way that Nicholas Gonzalez was a cancer specialist. He's deceased now, unfortunately.
God rest his soul.
But he was a guy who put people on very radical programs for life-threatening cancers.
Yeah.
And sometimes would hit a home run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't claim to have that depth of expertise, and I'm not an oncologist either.
Right, right. Okay. Valerie, thank you very much for that email. Okay. We have an email from Lori. Hi, I'm a fellow physician in New York and enjoy your podcast, which present a different approach compared to our allopathic training. I'm interested in your thoughts on time-restricted eating. I know there are several proposed health benefits, But I've also heard that most of the studies have been done on men. That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. As a postmenopausal 105-pound woman, I'm not sure this method of eating would be beneficial. Have you featured any podcasts on this
topic?
Well,
the answer is I'm actually scheduled to do a podcast on the subject, I think, next week. So stay tuned. I co-authored a paper with Carolyn Gazella, who is...
Natural Medicine Journal?
In the Natural Medicine Journal.
Yeah.
So if you go to the NMJ, the Natural Medicine Journal, you can see that article, which was peer-reviewed because it is a journal. It's a journal of, that's mostly a journal of naturopathic physicians, but they have some real top, highly trained specialists who write articles for them.
It's a good journal.
And, you know, when I enjoyed collaborating with Carolyn on that article. And I'm going to have Carolyn on the show to discuss our article. So, you know, if it's more digestible for you to listen to, you know, a 45-minute... A 45-minute podcast while you're intermittent fasting, you know, as opposed to reading a scientific article, which is, I think, pretty accessible. It's not, like, super technical. Then just listen to that.
Right. And she's a doctor, so...
And she'll get it. But, the, you know, good question. I really hadn't come across that sex bias in the research. But, you know, there's something to be said, you know, normal weight people versus metabolic syndrome people, overweight people, men versus women. I imagine that some of the mechanisms that, you know, even if you're, let's say you don't have metabolic syndrome, as, I mean, I'm a case in point. I don't have metabolic syndrome. I don't have high triglycerides. I don't have, I have a good cholesterol HDL ratio.
You don't have a high blood sugar.
Hemoglobin A1C is 4.9.
You don't have high blood pressure.
You know, I don't have, fortunately, arterial plaque. I've had a calcium score, which is zero. But I still think intermittent fasting is a, something that promotes health and longevity.
Yes.
And,
autophagy.
And may protect the brain, you know, because we all want to, you know, it's like great
to live. Because we go into ketosis, we stay there a little longer.
It's great to live into your 90s, but I'd like to be able to, you know, think and
have a
conversation.
You don't want to live into your 90s if it's going to be under an oxygen tent in a hospital or something, right?
Right, with the inability to communicate and enjoy. So, you know, protecting the brain, protecting, the organs, you know, so I try to IF, like, okay, my weekend routine, you know, this morning I couldn't really do it because I had to come to the office early and see patients. So I had to, you know, I can't go to, in fairness to patients, I don't want to be fasting when I see the patients. I'd be a grouch. So.
You'd be hangry.
Yes, I'd be hangry. But typically on a weekend, I'll revert to a schedule like this. I'll get up, I'll, you know, read some stuff. Maybe, you know, I'll have some email exchanges, you know, just let my body kind of wake up a little bit. Then, you know, I try to do some kind of exercise. You know, one morning I went swimming this weekend. The other morning I went, you know, on a long bike ride. I try to do that on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
And then I try to extend it as long as possible. And then, like, at 11, actually, I have to say, at 11:30, I made... gluten-free pancakes for the household.
Ooh.
It was a special treat. That, and, you know, I don't have that very much, but it was like, you know, I just, I cycled 26 miles. Like, I've earned it.
You need some glycogen back.
Yeah.
Yep.
And everybody was very happy because they usually have somebody making their pancakes for them.
I like to do the intermittent fasting the other way, typically on a Sunday, and I might do one more day during the week, but this always happens on a Sunday. I think it's just, because it's a lazier day, I'll have a late lunch, like at 3:30.
Right.
And then I don't eat again for the rest of the day. I'm not hungry for dinner.
Yeah.
And I don't want to eat at bedtime.
I
hate going to bed on a full stomach.
I wish I had what you have. But
I love going to bed on an empty stomach.
If I eat at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock, I'm saying...
You're famished.
I'm famished.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't mind going to bed with something in my stomach. It probably is like... Little Ronnie, would you like a bedtime snack? You know, it's because usually what that was like a glass of milk and a Hostess Twinkie.
Oh, yeah.
And there were three
Yodels.
Kinds. And we rotated. It was like the, it was like the, you know, the one, the like the log that
yes.
was like the yellow log
right.
with all kinds of food coloring
yeah.
and like a marshmallow filling. And then there was the Twinkie that had the white squiggles on top, but it was devil.
Oh, God. It was like a snowball.
Well, there were snowballs.
Yeah, there were snowballs. Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. I always ate the yogels.
It was the chocolate one.
I ate the chocolate log with the cream
oh, okay.
filling.
We didn't have yogels on the West Coast. That's an East Coast thing.
All right, or yeah. a ding dong, or a cupcake.
Yeah. This
cream filled cupcake.
This
anyway.
So I guess it's kind of primal. I don't mind eating late, you know.
Yeah, I don't.
But
I don't
morning,
like to.
The mornings I yeah. can control.
Right, right,
yeah.
right. So it's always, you know, if I have a dinner plan for Sunday night and I find that, oh, I miss lunch because I'm busy doing something, mm-hmm. I'm going to just have to hold off and wait till dinner. Or if I'm really famished, I'm going to eat that lunch at 3 o'clock mm-hmm. and dinner is canceled.
Sundays could easily turn into a two-meal day.
Yeah.
Because if you're IFing and if you eat a late breakfast
yeah.
and you don't want to eat it late, so
right.
you have a pretty substantial breakfast and
yeah.
then you have a later lunch
yeah.
and then you're done.
See, the thing is, with the lunch I'm going to have at that hour,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be anywhere near hungry until 9, 10 o'clock and mm-hmm. I'm not going to eat then.
So we in this article,
yeah.
just to sum up, we marshal evidence that this is good for autophagy, which is
yes.
this body's cleanup process.
Did I say it wrong? Autophagy?
That's the way it seems, but I think it's sometimes pronounced autophagy.
Mm-hmm. Tomato.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it also is a pretty effective way to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that there's some controversy that's been introduced about its use in type 2 diabetes. I think it would be very good in type 2 diabetes,
it would.
But I think it requires some supervision,
yeah.
especially if you have very whacked out blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But you work with some of our clients with type 2 diabetes,
yes.
and you try to get them to condense their eating times.
Right, right. They mm-hmm. must have mm-hmm. regular eating time scheduled because it has everything
the,
to
the
do.
The problem is when you're on meds. If you're on insulin,
blood sugar.
It's very dicey
mm-hmm.
because the insulin tends to propel your need to eat in timing with the insulin.
Absolutely.
And certain other diabetes medications can lower your blood sugar, so
right.
it kind of subverts the mm-hmm. willpower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually dangerous if you are lowering your blood sugar and you don't have an opportunity to eat.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
If you're on, say, metformin, it's fine. Some of the other diabetes medications will be problematic.
Yeah. So. Lori, thank you very, very much for that email.
And thank you for your interest. It's always
yeah.
great to have a health professional who finds it useful to get our perspective. And I think of many health professionals who listen, you know, various stripes, MDs, DOs, you know, nurses, nurse practitioners, chiropractors, naturopaths, massage therapists, health coaches. Did I miss anything? Dietitians.
And
master's degree, CNS type. People.
Yes.
Right.
Nutritionists. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all the time we have for this week. Thank
time
you for joining
flies.
Us.
Time flies. Yes. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. And thank you, everybody. And remember, it's radioprogram@AOL.com.
For questions. Have a great week.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.